from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you stink.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, good afternoon, everybody. Matt Steinmetz and Daryl the Guru Johnson with you on a Thursday. We got today, and then we've got tomorrow, and then we're back to our normal time slots. This week, we're all jacked up, sponsored by Jack's Restaurant and Bar, and we've switched up things. And we're joining you in the afternoon. What's up, Goo? How you doing, man?
Get the jokes out the way. It's Thursday, and I'm here, baby.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. It's a good thing we did move, because I heard you had some commitments earlier today that would have kept you out of our regular show.
Who are you been talking to?
Nobody. I just made it up.
Okay. I got you, Bonte. I'm like, what are you talking about?
No, I just made it up.
Hey, that crossover was fun.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. It's always fun.
Yep.
All right. So we're going to have some fun today. And let me set it up. So I turn on the radio today, and Bonte and Chasky were having some fun at their own expense, which I always like. When people can do that, and I'm going to have to do that today. But they played some of the sound from Trey Lance's first practice. And we're going to play it, and it turns out that they were wrong about Trey Lance. It looks like, unless he really turns his career around. And so I just got to thinking, maybe we could have a lot of fun today talking about some of the worst takes that we've had. That you've had, that I've had. And if listeners want to be as honest as Guru and I today and own up to some of the things that you once believed that now look wrong, you're more than welcome. And I'll tell you what, at the end of the show, everybody's slate will be wiped clean, and then we can all start fresh. Every bad take then is out of the way. And then we all go to zero and zero. So 888-957-9570. That's how we're going to start the show today. We're going to have some fun, and we're going to get into it. But I don't know. I just I like that they did that, and I figured, you know what? I'm going to take a cue from them.
And, yeah. And who makes fun of themselves more than you and I? I think we're up there.
Yeah. I think we're pretty good sports about something,
people.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I do.
All right, so I'm not going to play it yet. I'm not going to play it yet. But let's start us off. Start us off. What's
can,
one?
Can I do one?
Well, I'll tell you what. You do your first one, and
it doesn't have to be since I've been at the station. All timers.
Oh, yeah, it can be all timers.
All right, I'm gonna go Tim Duncan. I went to Stanford his senior when he was coming out, and they played at Stanford. at Maplestiny, and they were playing the seniors against whomever.
Right.
And I looked at that guy like, you ain't no Karl Malone. You ain't going to be nothing. You are too soft, mild-mannered. And he ended up, one of my favorites, he ended up crushing me on that. So that's when I was telling 49er Frankie and Pops Norm about Tim Duncan is not it. And the dude went on, arguably, to be the best power forward. The big fundamental,
right,
as Shaq called him. Steiny, I just didn't like his mannerisms.
So was this after his senior year in college?
Yeah, before he got drafted. Okay. They're on the little tour, and I got a ticket. We went and watched him. I was like, this dude's, he ain't it.
I'll tell you what.
Tim Duncan.
That was a gutsy call.
Oh, man.
Because everybody thought a lot of people thought he was going to be great.
When did he get drafted? What number do you remember?
I think he was number one.
Oh, pretty well, sure
there
you
was,
go.
I'm pretty
not
sure
running
he was number
team
one,
in, but
because,
man,
because the Spurs, David Robinson got hurt, they stunk, and then they got Duncan on top of it. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and he went to the perfect place to have David teach him that. Not
as
that
it turns
he wouldn't
out,
have. Yeah,
as it turns out, he
Steiny, that's
did.
One of my all timers, man.
Let me see. I'm not going with some of my big misses first.
Okay,
I'm gonna tease it. You know what I remember? And it was only about 4 or 5 years ago, maybe a little longer. But remember when Tom Thibodeau was the coach of the Timberwolves?
Yeah,
I kind of made fun of him.
Why?
Because I thought the game had passed him by, and I thought it's a zoo in Minnesota. He plays his starters too long. He's out of touch with the current NBA.
Man,
and that guy is right now, I think, one of the best coaches in the league.
His players love playing for him.
I think they do too. I think his players love playing for him, and I think that team with those four Villanova guys under him,
man,
they might be a little bit of a problem for sure.
Yeah, so, no doubt. It's good in New York right now.
Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna go ahead and play Shasky and Bonte. And this is from, ladies and gentlemen, Trey Lance's first practice. It was his first practice with the San Francisco 49ers. And this will be the last time I'm going to play it because they took some shots at themselves, and I don't want to spend the whole day on them. I want to spend it on us. Bonte and Shasky, after seeing Trey Lance for the first time.
Oh, my goodness, Bonte.
Ooh,
where do you want to begin?
We got to begin with the quarterback position. And Debbie.
Debbie!
Over here.
Debbie!
She knows
big 957 The Game
You're
listener.
You're going to know what time it is. Subscribe to YouTube. Subscribe to Twitch.
Click it.
957 The Game. Mm-hmm. Joe Shasky the Butcher. Bonte Hill. And what we just saw at the quarterback position.
Oh, my God.
Let me just say this, Shasky. I'll start it off like this. I will be shocked if Trey Lance is a starting at quarterback in week number one.
B, I'm going to be real with you. I've seen a lot of quarterbacks play for the 49ers. Undeniable talent. But it's not just the physical tools.
No.
It's the little subtleties of how he played the position,
yep,
the dropbacks, the mm-hmm ability to move in the pocket mm-hmm when there was a little pressure on the left or right side. And then he throws the ball on time, on the money, in the belly button, letting his receiver turn upfield and make plays.
Let me ask you about the presence.
Oh, my
the
God.
Presence,
the moxie.
When he steps in the huddle,
bro,
there's a different swagger to this offense. And I know it's just shirts and skin.
Yeah.
You're wearing shorts. There's no pads mm-hmm right now. And it's only, what, day three, day four. But the zip out of his hands, the way he can run and eat up yards and gobble up yards, it just looks different. And poor Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm not going to say poor because he's got a lot of money. He's got a lot of cake.
Bro.
He's got the J's. But with Jimmy, Shasky, he's throwing balls behind guys.
It was bad.
Wobbly.
It was bad today for Jimmy.
He threw a pick six to Fred Warner. He threw another deep shot.
Didn't he just look tentative?
He just looked shook.
And he's holding the ball forever. He doesn't have the ability. Look, how about the yardage that's hidden for Trey Lance to just run?
Run. RPOs and the effectiveness of the RPOs. When he gets on the edge, he can stop on a dime and throw it. The ball's outside. Even when he throws it outside the numbers, he gives his wide receivers a chance to turn and run. So the big takeaway is Trey Lance
is ridiculous.
Phenomenal.
No, he's ridiculous.
Also,
for a guy coming out of Division II, he looks like he's played in the league for 5 years, and I'm not even kidding.
He looks great. Also, the defensive line is deep.
Loaded.
You didn't see Kinlaw.
Strongest part of the team
today.
Yeah.
And they look good. Arden Key flash as well.
Oh, my God. Subscribe on YouTube. Hit up the 957 The Game page. I can't wait for 6 a.m. Monday morning because I'm telling you right now, it's Trey's job to lose.
Trey
it's over.
Area.
It's a wrap. Let's go!
That is, man, and everything they thought they saw, Stoddy, was, man, That is incredible, man.
I mean, that was...
But he had a good practice.
Yes, he did.
But he was ready for the gold jacket.
You know, I remember we talked about a throw to, what was his name, Trent Sherfield?
Yeah, the bomb in the preseason.
We talked about that pass like it won a Super Bowl for the 49ers.
Evan and I were at the Giants game, and he just chucked that thing. I said, watch out, baby. Steiny, they were, forget jacked up, the shout out to Jack's restaurant. They were jacked up with what they thought they saw.
No doubt. No doubt. How long ago was that now?
Like 5 years.
5 years.
Yeah.
5 years ago. And see, as I was telling Shasky, the thing he was making fun of himself for was saying, it's Trey's job to lose. That might have been.
And I came in with that. I was on that wagon. I was telling you he should have got it.
Well, that's why
I wonder if things would be different.
Well, that's why, you know, when I get into some of my bad takes, I'm always going to try to weasel out of it and give you the excuse why I said it and how maybe it wasn't that wrong.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to justify some of my bad picks.
Okay, there
you,
we go.
You can, too.
Okay.
You can, too.
Because the Wiggins something in his eyes, that one still hurts me. You won't let that go.
Well, we'll get into this on the other side.
Yeah, pupils. That's what you saw in his eyes, Guru.
You know, the one that, and I'm sorry, listeners. One of my big ones, Dallas in six. I think that should get an asterisk.
I know what. You took one for the team. But, boy, did you take one.
Oh, God, I'm still taking it.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the text right now on the
YouTube.
Brought
it up to you, man. He won't let it go.
Yeah, well, he was the reason I did it. He was the reason I did it because he schnookered me. He just schnookered me. And I didn't know Willard well, and I took him at his word, and I didn't know he was the kind of guy to stick it to you. And he ended up sticking it to me. But we're going to get into some of our less than correct takes.
Man.
Obviously, one guy who may be a little bit of a theme of this show for me might be a little point guard out of Davidson that
you
I
think?
Said a few things about over the years, and we'll get into some of that, but let's have some fun today.
And open it up to the listeners.
Of course.
I mean, keep it real.
Of course.
Call us. Ernie Chavez, I see you bumping your guns on the YouTube chat. You've had to be wrong. Call us and let us know.
By the way, I was wrong yesterday, and I got an email from Ernie Chavez.
About?
The all-pro teams. Remember you said Ayuk was...
Second team
all-pro. Apparently on each of the teams, there's three receivers.
And you said, what, two?
I thought there were two.
Okay.
So he was, technically, if you're second team all-pro, that would put him in the top six.
Yeah, voted by the media.
Yeah, which, you know, we can put that to bed right now. But 888-957-9570 is the number. I see a guy, Damien in the city, already says has a Steiny bad take. We're gonna get to all the calls on the other side and talk about some things we might have been wrong about. The other thing, and you know what? And how we're gonna get into it at the end of next or at the beginning of next segment is Joe Lacob said something last night that boy, what a gutsy take it was. And I'll play that for you on the other side. And we'll see what happens 5 years from now, whether Joe Lacob nailed one or not. Just a couple other things that we are going to get into. We'll certainly get more into the Brandon Ayuk situation. I'll tell you what, Emmanuel Acho, if you didn't hear his interview with us yesterday, it was phenomenal. He essentially said he talked to Ayuk's agent, Goo, and the 49ers... It looks like want Brandon Ayuk to play for $14 million this upcoming season, and have told him that they also could use the franchise tag on him down the line if they need to. So it looks like the 49ers are absolutely playing hardball with Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, MLB is back tomorrow, Steiny. The Giants and A's get after it, but the Niners are playing hardball with their wide receiver. You hate to see it. Is that an Evan or Spadoni? You hate to see it.
I think that's Evan.
I want to say Spadoni.
I think that's Evan.
Shout out Spadoni.
I think that's Evan. So listen, Bay Area and beyond, we're gonna own up to some of our bad takes today. But do us a favor.
How many
join
people are
us.
Gonna remind us of some that we might even forget?
Well,
that's the scary part.
That's the thing. And I see Damien. So here's the other thing. If we had a bad take that you remember.
Now the lines will break.
Feel free to call in at 888-957-9570. We're going to have a lot of fun today. Daryl, the Guru Johnson, and Matt Steinmetz. On a jacked up week, thanks to Jack's Restaurant and Bar. So, one other thing that we probably will get into, worst takes of all time, second, no, that's about it. That's about it. That's about it. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine, man. I got my workout again in the day.
Well, did you get a workout in, or did you just go to the gym and play photographer?
No, I do that for myself to, you know, to keep myself honest and know I was in there. Now, why would you say that?
I don't know.
Yeah. I got it in, though. Took a shower, not at the gym at home.
All right. Hey, listen, we're giving away an autographed Klay Thompson jersey on Friday. That's tomorrow. Here's what you do. Listen at 8:11 a.m. with Willard and Dibs, 1:11 with Bonte and Chasky, and then tomorrow at 5:11 with myself and Daryl the Guru Johnson. Those are your chances to win a Klay Thompson autographed jersey. That segment was brought to you by Lucky California. I went down to Palo Alto and played golf at 6:30.
Oh, you were up with the chickens.
Now back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Mark Willard and Dan Dibley, here's Steiny and Guru.
All right. It's come to Jesus Day for Guru and myself.
Yeah.
We're inspired by Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky, willing to laugh at themselves about their wrong, inaccurate take on Trey Lance. We're going to get into some real bad opinions that Guru and I have had, and we're going to open it up. If you want to be honest, like Guru and I, because we're role models,
yeah.
Fess up to some of the worst takes you've ever had. All right? 888-957-957.
And don't forget, we will also refreshing and put some new stuff in the cap as baseball's about to start the second half. We got a new football season, the Dubs, with a possible new all-star. Would you consider Joe Lacob's light years? What do we do with that? He's 1-4, so I think we got to count the bucket.
Well, let's stick to the present.
Yeah.
And here's Joe Lacob talking about Brandon Pajemski last night on NBA TV, and then we're going to start getting into it.
He was a revelation, to be quite honest. I mean, he was one of the, all rookie team top five in the league. He started a whole bunch of games for us. Steve had troubles getting him off the floor. I mean, he had to have him on the floor. He was so good. He does so many things well. He's ultra confident. He's got an NBA body. He can get wherever he wants. He obviously can shoot threes. He can drive. He can pass. I mean, what can he do? We're really excited. We think we've got a future all-star.
All right, so Joe Lacob thinks Brandon Pajemski is a future all-star. Now, to me, that's a gutsy take. Gutsy.
Yeah, that is a gutsy one. But I'll tell you what, maybe that report that you and I went back and forth like ping pong, maybe they don't want to get off of him. If the owner's looking at him that way, that might be more true than false.
All right, here's how I'm going to start the show today. I'm going to go to Damian in the city, who says that he has one of my truly bad takes that he remembers. And let's go, Damian. Let me have it.
All right, Steiner. Let's see if you remember.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember an interview you had with Mike Dunleavy before he became GM.
Sure.
You told him something. Remember?
I told him.
I just thought it was.
I thought he wouldn't be a great coach.
Yeah. I thought it was a GM.
No,
and then he stopped. He stopped the interview, and he said, "Why you say that?"
He did.
And I think about that from time to time. Like, you know, after he became GM, like, oh, Steiny, I want to hear your feedback on that one. But today's the day.
I was there. I appreciate that.
Now, what that was
he
is
stopped. He go, "Why did you say that?"
Yeah, he was a little puzzled, but Mike, this was before he became the general manager, and he was Bob's assistant, and we were just talking about what he wanted to do and had done after his playing career. Mm-hmm. And I just said, I don't see you as a coach. That's what I said to him. And he was like, why not? And I said, I don't see you doing the grind like
you
that.
You did say
you played 15 years in the league. The travel. I mean, you've been a pro since Duke. I don't know. I just don't see it. And he goes, interesting.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe if he ends up coaching, you coaching? If he ends up coaching, then that was a bad take.
But back to Joe Steiny.
Yeah.
right now, if you had to go to the counter, the betting counter,
yes,
would you bet that Pods will be an all-star?
I can't.
And I'm not mad at Pods that his owner feels that way, right. But I feel like they're putting the streets are putting a target on Pods' back.
Right.
He's busting his ass. And that's why I was like, Steiny, you see players early come in ready in season. I remember a good friend of mine, Corey Ransom, the best athlete I ever seen, 6th through 8th grade. Guess what happened?
Everybody caught up to him.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know, not height-wise, but can he get better and keep going?
I had a guy like that, Rudy Drobnik.
Drobnik.
He was 6'3", hair under his armpits.
Wow, that's it.
At like 6th grade, and then that was it.
Had to shave at lunchtime.
But I always say this, Rudy Drobnik was a great guy.
Yeah, he was Corey. That's
really
my guy.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
All right, I'll start. And I'm going to set the record straight here.
Let's do it.
Steph Curry. Here's what I have said about Steph Curry.
Wow.
Early in his career, I said, I think Steph Curry.
You wrote this.
No. I think I've said it enough that everybody remembers. I said, you know what? Steph Curry, he would be a really good third guard off the bench.
Eesh. Man.
See, now.
And he knows it. He heard that, and he brought it up when we met with him.
Now,
we got the sound.
Now, here is my excuse. I wasn't wrong. He would have been a great third guard off the bench.
But I don't want to speak for you.
I'm not proud of that.
Yeah, you were saying some other things. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like, you didn't see him getting to the heights that he's climbed.
I said, the two big things I said that he always remembers was he'd be a good third guard off the bench.
Damn, Steiny.
And that he was not a true point guard. Yeah. That's the one that he always brings up.
Because back then, a tweener was bad. It was looked at as bad.
Exactly. I mean, when Curry came into the league, there was no such thing as positionless basketball. They had ones who were point guards,
right.
Twos who were shooting guards. And at that time, point guards were supposed to pass and run an offense, and little did I know that he would start something with these kind of guards that
Have him arguably one of the best PGs ever to do it. So he's on my list.
I mean,
I take him over Magic.
I mean, he's listed as a point guard, I think he's a guard. He plays on the ball. He plays off the ball. He can score. He can pass. He can play make. And, like, he opened the door for players like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander now and even Westbrook in a way. But
think about all the others that fell through the cracks that didn't get that opportunity, Steiny, because they were a tweener.
Yeah.
It was like night-night.
No, exactly. Yeah. I mean, the funny thing is if you really want to go back in the day with the Warriors, when they had Monte Ellis.
My guy.
Monte played under Don Nelson, and Don Nelson always wanted Monte to be a point guard. He wanted him to bring up the ball, initiate the offense, and Monte did not like that. He just did not like that.
Why do you think he didn't like?
I think because he
didn't know how to do what Steph did.
Yeah, he wasn't a natural point guard. He was a scorer.
Yeah, he was
big time scorer. And I think Monte interpreted Nelson saying play point guard to don't shoot as much, which obviously wasn't a problem for Steph Curry, but there you go.
Remember, we had him back on our show, and you brought up he has a relationship, and he said their wives, Aisha and his wife, are cool. Let me give you
real quick, the other thing about Monte Ellis is the famous line, Steph Curry's first day of training camp. When he said, can't play together.
We're too small.
And I said, why? And he goes, too small. Too small.
In the West.
But you know what? He says to this day, I was right. And he might have been. Because Steph didn't flourish till after Monte was gone. Monte Ellis to this day still believes that backcourt was too small to be successful.
I would have loved to have seen it.
Well, we saw it for a little while.
Steph was going to be Steph. I don't care if he was on Mars.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're revisiting some of our takes that didn't turn out so well. We're owning up to our bad takes today. And if you want to own up to your bad takes today, you can do it. 888-957-9570. We're all going to take shots at ourselves. So if you had a bad take, It's time to own up to it. And I'll tell you what, once you do it, the slate's going to be clean.
No doubt about it. And I'm going to put my list to the side and call out everybody.
Oh.
And I was one of them.
Okay.
The basketball fans of the Bay Area that booed one Joe Lacob that night at the Chris Mullin retirement. How you like me now? Cool Mo D. Stein. The world booed them because of the trade and what we thought the Warriors were. And how you like me now?
That's true. That's true.
Warrior, that's incredible.
A lot of Warrior fans had a real bad take.
This is crazy.
On the
Rick
Monte
Barry's
Ellis trade.
A lot of Warrior fans,
including Joe Lacob's now wife, Nicole.
What do you mean?
Joe Lacob said that after he traded Monte Ellis, who was Nicole's favorite player, she didn't talk to him for a few days. She was so mad at him.
I had not heard that. So, sleep on the couch type.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Let's go to our man Rich. Rich is in Fremont.
Richie! He
has a bad take that someone made. What's going on, Rich?
What's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Y'all know who pays. That's ATCO.
Yes, sir.
That's control.
Absolutely.
So this is difficult for me because I'm not good at exposing myself like this, but I have to admit, my worst bad take happened when Jerry Rice got drafted by the Niners. His first two seasons, I thought, this not going to make it. He's not a receiver. And he turned out to be the GOAT.
Man.
So I got egg on my face for that take. And, you know, okay, the rest of y'all calling in, y'all better come clean too, man, because this is the day we're supposed to do it. Let's let this happen.
Hey, yeah. Rich, real quick before you go, let's put the rat on the table, brought to you by your company. Your boy had the dropsies for, you know, I didn't know. We didn't know. You were right for early on in Rice's career. He couldn't hold on to nothing.
And that's the reason why I didn't think he was going to be anything. I'm going to find out he ends up winning all those Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And then he goes to the Hall of Fame.
Man.
I'm like, man, really?
That's a good one, Rich.
Thank you for being stand-up.
Rich's slate is now wiped clean.
There you go. Congrats.
It's like, what do they call that?
Expunged.
We're
going to
expunge all your bad takes as long as you own up to them today. And I'll spend the next 4 hours owning up to my underestimation of Steph Curry, let's say the first 4 years of his career. I did come around. I was a little late, but I did come around after calling him someone who would be a real good third guard off the bench.
Wow.
The one thing I do want to clarify, not that anybody cares, and I told Curry this, I never said AC Law should have started in front of him.
Because
if you remember early in Steph's career, Keith Smart was the coach. He played AC Law ahead of Steph Curry. And the one thing that always bothered Keith Smart was Curry's turnovers at the top of the floor. Because early in Steph's career, when he would get double teamed, he would hold it just a hair too long and he would turn it over. Eventually, he got rid of it a split second soon, or split the double team, and became the great player that he is.
Yeah, I love this.
So,
real quick,
Looney, Keith Smart, bad take.
I wonder if they got a relationship.
I guess. I don't know.
Uncle Looney says, I thought on the YouTube chat Anthony Randolph was going to be great.
I got to raise my hand.
The lefty?
Yeah, I thought he was going to be really good.
I didn't.
I thought he was going to be good. And the big reason I thought he was going to be good was because on the day the Warriors drafted him, Nelson was talking to a couple reporters. He wasn't even Don Nelson. He wasn't even up at the podium. And he was just like, oh, we got a player. We got a player in this
He
draft.
Had this, the skill
I love
set.
Him. He was everything Nelly wanted him to be, but he wasn't any of those things. He was like 6'11 lefty, but he had a ton of skill, but he didn't have anything. He did great, and he got into Nelson's doghouse, and it was night. I'll own up to thinking Anthony Randolph was going to be a heck of a player for the Golden State Warriors. So we're revisiting some takes today that didn't turn out so well. And if you want to own up to some of yours, we'll do it also.
I'm kind of over here sweating a bit. I'm not going to blow my load here, but the Lakers this year, I thought they were going to win the West.
Oh, that's right.
And how did that work out?
Yeah,
they got to the playoffs, but they couldn't get past the damn play-in.
Yeah, I couldn't understand that one. And you stuck to that one.
But think about what I'm saying. I you know, now I'm doing my calculations as I talk. Like, give them anybody. I still think they got action. Like, anybody but Denver, who was it? Those games came down to the wire. 4 or 5 of them.
Yeah.
They won one of them. So, it's my point is they never, Willard and Dibs something, they both forgot. But they never got past that threshold of the play-in. They couldn't be all that talent.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 to join the conversation. We're going to have a lot of fun today. It is a jacked up week thanks to Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Let's go to Rolando. Rolando is in Napa. What's going on, Rolando? How you doing, man?
Talk to us.
Doing good, guys. I'm a big fan. I was wrong. I had a hot take and I was completely off. So I want to clear out my thoughts.
Okay.
And here we go.
You're in the right place.
When the Niners made the trade years ago for Jimmy Garoppolo, and they made the trade, I was shocked and surprised. I thought, all right, maybe, just maybe, if we're trading for the hoodie for this quarterback named Jimmy Garoppolo, maybe we got something. And after he came over, and I believe I forget, how many games did he win? You guys remember?
He won five in a row.
He just chucking it to Trent Taylor. He was chucking all over the place. I said to myself, just maybe, Rolando, we got a franchise quarterback. I have to admit that. You know, I was completely wrong about that.
All right. Don't you feel better though?
He does.
He feels better.
Well,
can we grow up?
Well, first of all, real quick, before we grow up.
Okay.
Good God. Thank you, Rolando, because you were certainly not alone. You were not alone thinking Garoppolo was a franchise quarterback. Why do we need to grow up?
I never bought into Garoppolo mania for those 5 games.
Well, when did you?
Well, after he'd won a couple, and then I was at a bar in Sac, remember, and I went to, you guys were on my timeline like mosquitoes. I gave him his credit, but.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, when it was all said and done, I think people that were anti-Jimmy kind of get the win.
Yeah,
Kyle was a big part of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
This from the 831. This is from T-Dog.
T-Dog.
My bad take. Eric Paschal will be a key player for the Warriors going forward.
I think we're with them. You don't want to admit it.
I was not.
But we did a show.
I made a lot of mistakes.
The sixth man of the year.
I've made a lot of mistakes.
He could be the sixth man of the year.
Well, he was all rookie team.
Did he eat his way out the league? Because he always had a big butt, but he got heavy.
He just never.
He balled on a bad team. That's
exactly.
But the Villanova connection, Steiny, he was shooting and backed you down.
Yeah, he was.
He gone.
This from the. Oh, boy. I forgot about this. Well, we don't know if this was the worst take of all time, although it could be.
Oh, whoa.
That you could score off Jordan Bell.
I really feel more confident now than I did then.
Well, of course. He's been out of the league for 4 years.
But and it you've might been not have gym. Been as hard. He started the finals game, though.
I know he did.
That's incredible.
Think about that. Think about that.
That was a Myers draft pick, right? Yeah, that was Bob.
Who are we talking about, Jordan Bell?
Jordan Bell.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that was when they were winning, and you're picking much, you know, it's not much to pick from.
Yeah. I'll tell you one that and Shasky brought it up in the crossover.
Uh-oh.
And I was absolutely, positively on the Colin Kaepernick bandwagon.
I don't think you got that scenario. I think politics took him out, man.
Well.
The league caught up with him a little bit, but Steiny, that man was, dude. Kissing the biceps, running in the front in Lambeau Field in the playoffs.
It's a bad take if you thought he was going to the Hall of Fame, and I did. I thought he.
But what really stopped him? Politics.
No,
you really thought the league caught up to him?
Yeah, I think it was a lot of different things. But
was the big one to me. The politics, man.
I was at the game against the Packers in the playoffs when he ran for 181 and threw for 220.
One of the greatest games I've ever seen.
Something. And I remember watching that thinking, this is the greatest quarterback performance I've ever seen.
You can't take that from him.
No,
one game. And he went to a Super Bowl and brought him back.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I guess, so you think talent is why he's gone. I think what bothers me. We got robbed of seeing if he could make the adjustment to the adjustment. And that's why I love Harbaugh so much, Donnie. He propelled him to that. He had the guts to say, Alex, go sit down. I got something more dynamic. And boy, was it. So you call it insanity then.
Yeah, I seem to remember that, yes, he was spectacular at the start of his career.
Man.
But then I remember us talking about, well, he's a one-read guy. He's a one-read guy.
Remember they beat Atlanta? I think, yeah, you were down there at, what's the casino? Casino Matrix in San Jose. The station was under different ownership. And we all went down there to watch the NFC Championship game. And the Niners were down to Atlanta. And they came back and won. And that was Cap. You don't remember that? Casino Matrix, Dibs.
Are you sure it wasn't a bar down there?
Yeah, it is. It was a casino bar. And they had the station down there. Huh. It was a different roster, but Dibs was down there, and some of your old... Maybe you had got fired.
Yeah, I may have been fired at that point. So that's a bad take saying I was there. Now, I might have been there. I tend to forget stuff.
You don't remember Casino Matrix? It was a restaurant casino, and they had us watching the championship game. And Atlanta had them down, and they came back.
Vague recollection.
All right.
5-1-0. Ike Diagu was going to be an all-star.
That one hurts. Where did you get that from?
I'll tell you exactly. I can go back and do it. I will do it. I thought Ike Diagu was going to be really good too, because he was a great low post player in college. He made foul shots.
This is the NBA, don't start.
He was undersized a little bit, but let me take you back to his rookie year. Ike Diagu, rookie year, Golden State Warriors. 2 days before Christmas, his rookie year, Ike Diagu scored 27 points against the Detroit Pistons, and he went 13 for 15 from the floor.
On a bad team, so it had Pascal vibes. I never looked at him like he was special.
Still 13 for 15.
Well, I'll take that.
Boy.
Not like your dude Sar that people are saying you were bad on that. He went 0 for 15 in summer league.
Oh, but he got 15 shots off. No, would you
hadn't thought of that. Yeah.
No, I think of that when you say it. Boy, there's...
Stoney, this is incredible. Could do this 6 hours.
Don't go
Antonio
that far.
Brown, this is from Beard.
Okay.
No, Fly Golf G. Antonio Brown was going to take the Raiders to the playoffs. I thought when they got him, watch out, Jack. And he just turned
in. Antonio Brown also linked at one point to the Niners?
From yours truly. Pull the trigger.
Yeah.
I think Bonte was on board too.
No. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Here's what's going on today. We're going to have a lot of fun. Bonte and Shasky, 4 years ago with Trey Lance? They went down to 49er training camp, and they came back and said, we have our quarterback of the future. And they were wrong. They were wrong. And it got me to thinking, maybe today we spend some time talking about all the stuff that I've gotten wrong.
Or
that guru has gotten wrong.
I got more losses than wins. Yeah, shocker.
I got plenty more here on my list. But here's the situation. If you want to own up to some of your own bad takes, we will take those.
We got one from the former. This can't wait. I thought Guru and Steiny wouldn't work. That's a four.
That's a bad take.
6 years later, baby.
That's a bad take.
I love you.
So if you want a bad take expunged from your record, today's the day we're going to do that. Also, if you guys remember any of my bad takes that I don't, or Guru's bad takes that he doesn't, feel free to call us at 888-957-9570. What are we talking about today? We're talking about mistakes. We're talking about making a mistake and owning up to it.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. This week is all jacked up on 95.7 The Game, presented by Jack's Restaurant and Bar.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.